Jordan Peterson just divided conservatives online over a video that he posted that some are finding shocking, others are finding it pretty tame. You're gonna have to decide for yourself. In this video that I'm about to show you, Jordan Peterson gives a warning to conservatives. Essentially, he's saying that we may be doomed to follow the same path that progressives have followed with their craziness if we aren't careful. Here is that video.
I think that virtualization has enabled the psychopaths.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, well.
Without a doubt.
That's a terrible thing because the psychopathic types, they're always the death of everything. Like, mm-hmm. I'm seeing this come up on the right now. So imagine this. I've been working on a new theory of political psychopathology. And the problem is that 4-5% of the population, something like that, is cluster B, that's the DSM-5 terms, histrionic, narcissistic, antisocial, psychopathic, or they have, and they have dark tetrad traits, they're Machiavellian, they're sadistic. That's about 4%. Okay, so the question is, how do these people maneuver? And the answer is, they go to where the power is, and they adopt those ideas, and they put themselves even on the forefront of that.
Right.
But the ideas are completely irrelevant.
Right.
All they're doing is, they're the Pharisees, they're the modern version of the Pharisees, they're the people who use God's name in vain, right, as they proclaim moral virtue.
Yes.
Doesn't matter whether it's right or left or Christian or Jewish
right,
right. or Islam. They invade the idea space and then they use that, those ideas as false weapons to advance their narcissistic advantage.
Yes.
And so then you have the problem, and the right's going to face this more and more particularly because the left had to face it when they were in powers.
Yes.
How do you identify the psychopathic parasites? 4% of the population who are clothed in your clothing and
right.
waving your flags,
right.
but who are only in it for narcissistic benefit.
So that video blew up the internet a bit. Everyone on X and YouTube is talking about it. By the way, guys, like and subscribe if you haven't already. And you're going to have to tell me, how controversial do you really think that video was? Because for me, I just don't really see how controversial it was, even though everyone was saying it was. Peterson, basically what he's saying, he's done research on this, and again, this is his claim, not mine, but what he's saying is about 4% of the population is psychotic, they're leeches, they're bad actors. And so what he's saying is that if that's true for the general population, there is maybe 4% of the conservative movement that follows that prescription, that they're psychotic, they're crazy, they're not good actors, they're not true conservatives. And they're going to tear us down like the progressive movement has been torn down by crazy people with gender ideology and, you know, racial woke crap. Because again, at one point in the progressive movement, about 4% of these people believe these things. And that 4% somehow brought this massive group of people together and convinced them that men could be women. I don't know how it happened, but I think it started with a much smaller subset of people than it is today. And what Jordan Peterson is saying is that that could happen on the conservative side. And I just think that seems fairly uncontroversial. However, like I said, there have been some prominent voices that came out against Jordan Peterson. And the only thing that I can surmise from that is that those people felt called out in some sort of way from Jordan Peterson. And it's like this. Sometimes you're talking to people and you talk maybe about a certain kind of person that you don't really like. And then that person you're talking to gets defensive. It's like, I wasn't talking about you, dude. I was just saying, in general, there's probably people out there. And it's kind of like they're projecting a bit. Like when you see people talk in that fashion, you can tell that maybe they're projecting exactly what Jordan Peterson is saying onto themselves. Like maybe it wasn't about you, but maybe it is about you now. And I think that's what's happening online right now among conservative commentators. And this has real ramifications. This is why I'm talking about this. This has ramifications moving forward for conservatives. Because if we cannot acknowledge that there are crazies on our own side and that we need to weed them out, then we're going to end up with Harry Sisson or David Pakman in the conservative movement. And you don't want that. Nobody wants that at all. This is another clip I have to show you. This is of Jordan talking about that very thing that I just described.
How do you identify the psychopathic pretenders? And it's even worse now. And then make a barrier, right? Now,
right.
The right was calling for the left to do that for decades.
Right.
And they didn't, and they couldn't. And the left is not good at drawing barriers, partly temperamentally. The right is somewhat better, but there's no shortage of monstrosity there. And so then the question is, how do you draw the line? And that's kind of what I was, because I've been watching these right-wing They're not right wing. These psychopathic types manipulate the edge of the conservative movement for their own gain.
Right.
And a lot of that's cloaked in anti-Semitic guise. There's plenty of anti-Semitism on the left too, by the way. So it's not unique to the right.
Well, but particularly now.
Yes, particularly now.
Right.
So it seemed to me that the conservative movement then has a tough dichotomy to juggle. On one hand, you have to be inclusive. And the reason why Trump has been so successful is because he has been inclusive. You got to broaden the coalition in order to win elections. You saw that a ton at the RNC back in like August, I think it was. You had Hulk Hogan, you had all these people, like reformed, you know, porn stars, things like that. Things that conservatives wouldn't have really been associated with. But you want to be somewhat inclusive because you want to show, hey, you know, like, we're a party, we want to win elections, we're not elitist like Democrats, I understand all of that. But on the other hand, you do have to draw lines. And what Peterson is saying is that if we don't draw lines, then maybe you include people who aren't conservative at all. And that's my biggest concern. The problem with the conservative movement is that if it's not conservative, it's not the conservative movement. It just disintegrates. And I think Jordan Peterson's spot on with that. All the people out there who are most upset about Peterson saying there are psychos are not only the psychos, I think they are the psychos, but they tend to not be that conservative either if you really look at what they believe. I think it's a timely warning. I'm glad he talked about it. I think anyone who's offended by what he said are probably the exact psychos that he's talking about. Continuing on with the news, guys, the Trump administration had a huge announcement this week. Trump is looking into giving every couple $5,000 to have a kid. And I want to talk about the pros and cons of this because it's a fascinating, very interesting policy. But first, I want to give some brief context on all of this as to why I think he even brought it up in the first place. The replacement rate right now is 2.1. That's what it is in a population, meaning you have to have 2.1 babies per couple to maintain your population. And if you don't do that, you have to import people. In other words, you have to have immigrants come in. And that's honestly the reason why the United States has been growing is because we've had 11 million immigrants come into, illegal immigrants, I should add, come into our country just during the Biden administration. Without those, our population would be decreasing because the problem is our rate is not 2.1, but 1.67 right now. And that, of course, is way below replacement rate. So if we keep at this and we limit immigration, which I'm in favor of and most Americans are in favor of right now, we're going to have a huge population decline, which is a really bad idea. It's a bad thing. Now, enters Elon Musk. Elon is obviously, he's very close to the president. He's got a lot of pull. Elon has 12 children at this point. He's very passionate about this. This is kind of one of his big political issues that got him into politics well before he even joined, you know, kind of the MAGA movement and Donald Trump. I think that Elon Musk is why this is being discussed. I think he's the one that kind of catalyzed all of this. And I think it's great. The pros, let me get into the pros and cons. The pros of the $5,000 plan is that it incentivizes people to have kids, obviously. It shows our society values kids as well, because even though money isn't always a great indicator of, like, I'm not saying a kid is worth $5,000, but money does indicate some sort of value. So if you're giving money for something, you're showing, okay, our society values that thing. And that's a good thing. It also, this is something specific that the Trump administration talked about, incentivizes marriages, because my belief, I think this is what they were saying, is it would only be true for that this $5,000 credit would only go to true marriages. In other words, people, you know, who are married that are men, a man and a woman being married. So same-sex marriage, I say that in quotations because that's not marriage, but in any case, it is legally now, unfortunately, that would not be included in this. And that's really good. That's a great thing. The cons, on the other hand, I think outweigh the pros, and I'll talk about why. The biggest con for me is that, well, maybe not the biggest. It's one of the biggest. It's that it obviously grows government spending. $5,000 is a lot of money. And I think the biggest problem, I would say, apart from that, is it gets the message of kids completely wrong. In my opinion, this is more of a marketing problem. This is a social problem. It's really not something government should be touching that much. Government certainly shouldn't be getting in the way of having kids. They've done tons of things that have gotten in the way of having kids. But reversing those regulations, those problems, is great. However, incentivizing people to have kids, I think, is a marketing and a social problem. In my opinion, it's not a money problem. And I know people are going to say, well, it's expensive to have kids. But let's be honest, $5,000. Is that really gonna make a difference, guys? It's not. It's really not. I have a newborn, so I know it's true. It's expensive. However, the data actually shows, if you look, the data shows that married couples, not single people, obviously, married couples actually get wealthier for every kid that they have. And there's a lot of things, you know, that could contribute to that. I think it drives people to make more money. The trendy thing to say, of course, is that kids are financial leeches. It's not, you know, it's not feasible in today's world. That's just not true. The reason why that's not true is, do you think that the farm couple, this is the question I always ask people, do you think that the farm couple in 1830 could afford kids? Of course they're not. Of course they're not going to be able to. Then again, at the same time, to the point of me saying that people get wealthier when they have kids, those kids could actually work on the farm and help the family back then. The same principles hold true today. But this idea that it's all about money is stupid because people have been having way more kids in the past. And I'm sorry, people in the 1800s or 1700s or 0 BC aren't better off than we are today. That's ridiculous. And then, of course, is the much more important part, which is the immeasurable joy that kids give their parents and how it's literally our purpose on earth to mentor, love, help bring up the next generation in whatever capacity we can, whether we're able to have kids or not. But that marketing needs to be done because the trendy thing to do right now is to talk about how hard it is to have kids and how they're just leeches all the time. And that would be cool. The problem is that's made by people who don't have kids. And some of the people who do have kids don't do that great of a job with the marketing either. The problem at the end of the day is social Marxism along with feminism, which are really one and the same. People have been told their entire purpose in life is to do whatever gives them the most pleasure. That's what social Marxism teaches. Women are told that they're supposed to get their value from their career, and men are told that their worth comes from having as much sex with people as with women as possible without impregnating them. And that's the problem. Change the marketing. Stop telling people that's where their worth comes from. It does not. Stop telling people that pleasure trumps joy. It never did. Wickedness never was happiness. And I would maybe replace the word happiness with joy, which is what kids bring. So change the marketing. You're not going to need to give anyone any money if you do that. If you guys enjoy reading, but you don't know what book to read right now, I wanted to introduce you to my book, A New Cult. It's up on the bookshelf over there. I talk about how the left has literally devolved into a cult. Talk about some crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it. I had a great time writing as well. It's on Amazon right now. The link is in the description below. Thanks so much for watching the video, guys. Please give it a like and subscribe to my channel. It helps spread my videos and the conservative message around. And you can check out another video right here.